I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Norway, Ireland, and Spain say they will recognize a Palestinian state. The historic but largely symbolic move further deepens Israel's isolation more than 7 months into its grinding war against Hamas in Gaza. Israel immediately denounced Wednesday's decisions and recalled its ambassadors to the three countries. Palestinians welcomed the announcement as an affirmation of their decades-long quest for statehood in East Jerusalem, the West Bank, and the Gaza Strip. After more countries announced intentions to recognize an independent Palestinian state, there's no indication the United States government is moving in that direction. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman has details from Washington.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan indicated the United States is not poised to join the more than 140 other members of the United Nations that have taken that action.
That two-state solution should be brought about through direct negotiations through the parties, not through unilateral recognition. That's a principled position that we have held on a consistent basis. We'll communicate that to our partners around the world, and we'll see what unfolds.
Sullivan says the administration of President Joe Biden, however, still wants to eventually see an independent Palestine alongside Israel. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Israeli warplanes flew overhead as black and white smoke billowed over the skies of Jabalia in northern Gaza on Wednesday, as seen from Israel's southern border. Jabalia is a sprawling refugee camp built for displaced civilians 75 years ago. Israel said it is trying to dismantle Hamas there, a U.S.-designated terrorist group.